This is VOA News. They are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities said Sunday they have identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee. DNA testing showed his remains were present in the wreckage. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage communications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building when the bomb went off. Telecommunications services in several states were briefly interrupted as a result of the blast. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police said were non-critical injuries. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and the Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington to Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available for the president to sign. Without Mr. Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight on Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections for Americans whose income was affected by the coronavirus pandemic expired early on Sunday. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation for including a $600 one-time stimulus payment for Americans. He said they should get more. This is VOA News.